0101.
Residents are called for increased investment in water infrastructure. Government warns against unregistered planners as a cause for stronger regulations grow. In African news, a dozen skewed as Angola flood death toll rises. The news in detail. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Concerned residents of Kapirimpongi have called on relevant authorities to invest more in water infrastructure to address ongoing water challenges in the district. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Theo Mumba emphasized the need for consistent maintenance of existing water equipment to improve efficiency and prolong its lifespan. Mumba also proposed the installation of additional pipes at the water source to enhance supply and accessibility.
Maintenance is very much important, like where they are getting water from the dams that side, equipment case. And also they put more pipes, like from Westberg, where I'm coming from, which also a challenge where they don't have water. I can't say much, because you've seen where the offices, the power, treatment plant, it's not that okay where we can manage to supply, like, what is this, East Park and also North Park. It's not managing, so they need to work on more equipment. Yes. They are getting the source where they're getting water from, they need to put big pipes so that the overflow is damaging to reach the factor, the treatment plant.
Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Asialuvalo has warned that no individual or firm would be allowed to practice planning without proper registration under the Urban and Regional Planning Act. Speaking at the 11th National Planning Conference in Kitwe, Mr. Asialuvalo said the law is being reviewed to align with current professional needs and urged the planners to defend their role in national development.
I want to state that no individual or firm shall be allowed to practice planning in the Republic of Zambia without proper instruction and application. under the house. It has taken me a second reading for you to follow. As government, we will continue to support institutions enhancing compliance to this effect as planners will need to be talking. Where you are here, on the top of the road, say, meaning you need to be talking. Don't just wait for a conference. That's what we realize, they know their plan. Look at what the lad does. Even before the annual general meeting, you know, whatever touches them of great importance to the nation.
Meanwhile, lawyer Dixon Jerry criticized the planners for approving land subdivisions without a proper verification, warning that poor planning has contributed to public health risks in areas such as Salama Park in Lusaka, among others.
Most planning in Zambia is happening without planners being involved from the West Coast. You are brought in to rubber stamp a decision which has been made, mainly by the politicians, the worship, the mayor is here, Okingola, the worship mayor, but a lot of issues in Zambia. At least I come from Lusaka, in particular, Matero and Lusaka Central, where there are no play parks. When I was growing up, there were play parks. When you go there today, the play parks are all closed, approved by planners. And that is why I bash you guys. Why then would you agree that you are going to destroy a creation center for children in a settlement so that you can create clothes for yourself?
And Zambia Institute of Planners President Busiku Sulwe says the institute is pushing for stronger standards and clearer regulations to restore public confidence in the profession.
The challenges that we have been highlighted. One is the duplicity in the definition of a planner, something that we need to get resolved. We also need the clarity among the planning fields so that we are very clear in terms of what we are regulating as a planning institute. And so those are the major things that we are looking at, and this conference is actually positioned to address those issues. So going forward, I think we'll be talking of a different planning profession.
Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Gladson Wishikoti Katambi has called on all stakeholders to ensure persons with disabilities are fully integrated into programs and activities. Colonel Katambi stressed that inclusion is a right and not a favor, emphasized that persons with disabilities contribute unique skills and perspectives to development efforts. He urged organizations to make their structures, including buildings and communication systems, accessible so that everyone can participate fully and access services. The PS also reaffirmed the government's commitment to disability inclusion, citing policies like the Persons with Disabilities Act, and encouraged organizations working to uplift their persons with disabilities to partner with the provincial administration to create a more inclusive and empowering society. This is contained in a statement issued to Common Radio News by Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria Kinkolenge. The Zambia National Union of Teachers has backed the school feeding program, describing it as a key initiative in improving attendance and nutrition among learners, especially in rural areas. ZANU-T General Secretary Muvwanjilanji Siwila says the program has become a lifeline for many families struggling to provide meals for their children. Siwila notes that the initiative has significantly boosted school attendance and helped keep learners in class. He has since encouraged parents to support the program by ensuring their children participate, adding that meals are prepared under strict health standards. Siwila has also called on government to sustain and expand the program so that more learners can benefit.
It is something that is welcome.